Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Now that the coronavirus vaccine has arrived here in Park County, what exactly does that mean? For the general public, not too much right now. The first shipment of 975 units arrived in Cody. It is now being split up between Cody Regional Health, Powell Valley Healthcare, and Park County Public Health to begin inoculating frontline healthcare workers. These organizations have put together priority lists of personnel who will receive the vaccine first, but they stress that it is not mandatory for them to do so. If an individual declines the shot, they will simply go on to the next name on the list. After a person receives the first shot, they will require a booster to be administered 21 days following the initial shot. Even after a person has been inoculated, they are still being encouraged to remain vigilant against the virus, such as wearing masks and social distancing, as there will still be a 5% chance of contracting the virus. A Twin Falls, Idaho couple had a wild night in Jackson, which ended with the husband in the Teton County Jail after allegedly holding a man at gunpoint. Charles Thomas and his wife spent the night drinking at the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar when, late in the night, an altercation broke out between Thomas's wife and another female. Thomas himself had walked away from the bar a few minutes earlier and did not witness the fight. When he met up with his wife at their motel later, she claimed she had been assaulted outside the bar and was upset with her husband for leaving her there alone. Thomas then armed himself with a handgun and went back downtown to find the people responsible. He spotted the bartender who had served them earlier on Glenwood Street and confronted him, thinking perhaps he had been the one who assaulted his wife. He then grabbed the man and drew his gun. At that point, a passerby called the police. When the responding officer found the two, Thomas was marching the man down the street with one hand clenching the back of his coat, the other pointing the pistol at him. He was ordered to drop his gun, which he did, and was then detained. Police say he was initially compliant until he realized he was being arrested when his mood changed and he became combative, allegedly biting a deputy on the forearm while being processed at the jail. He appeared before Judge James Ratta Monday morning and asked to be released on his own recognizance, claiming he didn't have the money for bail and that he needed to provide for his family. The judge, noting the seriousness of the charges, declined, instead setting bail at $10,000. Thomas is being charged with aggravated assault, felonious restraint, battery, and felony interference with a peace officer.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace Hardware is your Christmas store. Shop for all your Christmas decorations for the inside and outside your home. Plus great gift ideas at your local Ace Hardware, downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Now that Joe Biden is apparently headed for the White House, what will that mean for Wyoming and other Western states? If the Biden administration ends leasing and drilling on all federal lands, which it has promised to do during its campaign, it would mean another $300 million loss for the state that has already seen its mineral extraction monies wither. A study published by the University of Wyoming states the value of lost production from a leasing moratorium during the first 5 years is on average $872 million, or more than $300 million per year in lost severance taxes, ad valorem taxes, federal royalties, and lease bonus payments. That would rise to $1.7 billion over the next 15 years.
Someone in the Sheridan area will be celebrating an extra special holiday after Wild Lotto officials announced that a Lucky for Life ticket had been sold in the area. The prize, $25,000 a year for life. The individual has not yet stepped forward. Officials are reminding people to check their numbers for a winner. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.